If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hail to the rescue!
You know what that song means? It's a man. This man has a band following him around playing this song. Larry Michael.
Good morning. How many NFL teams have fight songs? It's like the Eagles, the Redskins. There's not that many. Well,
there's a few. But there's only one real song. It's the one you just heard.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I mean, do you know there are times we play that song and it is in my head for days, that song. Hey, I find myself walking around singing that song. I'm like, I have to stop this.
Oh, I love it. Don't you love that song? And you know what? You're going to hear that a lot on Sunday, I think.
Absolutely. Playing the Cowboys. This is the 115th time the teams will be playing each other. 115th time. The game, they just played a game on Monday, so it's a short week. How does this affect at all the team's performance?
Well, I mean, you know, it obviously gives you one less day to work. And the fact of life in the NFL is you're going to be injured along the way. And the Redskins have had more than their fair share of injuries. And I think by the time Sunday rolls around, most of the guys that haven't practiced this week are going to be able to find a way to play, but we won't know that for the next couple of days.
You know, Jay Gruden quoted this week saying, you know, the hopes for a division win here are basically over. It's like 1.5% chance of the Redskins
coming
back. I
don't buy any of that. Anything can happen, but the reality is...
I'm just saying there's a wild card race in play, though.
Well, I'm not, you know, here's the thing. They lost to Philadelphia, and you
That's
can't
true.
Take that
Twice.
Back. They're 0-2 against Philadelphia. Yeah. So the only thing that matters is what? Sunday. Win Sunday. It's a divisional game. It's against one of your arch rivals, the arch rival.
That's true.
And it's alumni weekend, so it's going to be a fun weekend. All the famous Hall of Famers and Ring of Famers and all the guys who this legacy is built upon are going to be in town, and they'll be present at the game on Sunday. And you know, it'll be a magic moment when the Redskins beat the Cowboys.
Okay, well let's do a hopeful take here. Let's do the matchup. What does it look like to you?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's pretty much the same as last week. You got two things you got to concern yourself about if you're the Redskins defense. Stop the run. Ezekiel Elliott, maybe the best running back of the National Football League. He sure has had a couple good years, 560 yards rushing so far this year. And their quarterback, Dak Prescott, very similar, and Jay Gruden talked about this, very similar to Wentz from Philadelphia. Big, strong, second-year guy, hard to bring down. Can really burn you if he takes off and runs. And he's pretty accurate as well. Offensively, the Redskins, you know, their offensive line's a little banged up. The Cowboys have a lot of sacks. So if you take that formula, the Redskins might need to run the ball on Sunday. And they've got the running backs to do it. And Kirk Cousins is playing great right now. And there's been a lot of focus on the wide receiving core over the last week and what they haven't done. Well, that could change in a blink of an eye. And if it does, the Redskins' offense will be even more explosive. So it's going to be a hard game. It's going to be a tough game, probably one of those games where Mary will be just watching that to the very end of the game, and the Redskins will win it.
So Dez Bryant, of course, is a big threat. Do we see Josh Norman return this week? That's the question mark.
Well, as I left Redskins Park yesterday, he had not been cleared by the doctors, but they were supposed to find out. He wants to play. He just is desperate to play. So if there's any way he can be out there, he's going to be out there. He is a key guy. Dez Bryant's numbers a little bit down, but they want to run the ball first. So I think the Redskins defensive line is on the spot.
And there, this is a big game because going back to what we were talking about before with the Eagles, you know, being in first place, whoever wins this game gets second place.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
this
it puts
is
you
very
in a good
important.
Position.
They're fighting for this spot.
Absolutely, every single game is a must win, as they say. But this one, you know, it's a special game. It's
yes.
the Cowboys, and you
it's the first of 2 times they'll meet this season.
Yes, as they do every year, and that's going to be a Thursday night in Dallas the next time around. The Redskins have a trip to Seattle next week, so you got to win this game that's ahead of you to get above 500 and. And you're going to hear it all right here on WMAL.
That's right. How can people tune into all of this besides right just tuning right into the correct station?
Right here, right now. And I'm excited about it. It's a special day with Alumni Homecoming because I grew up watching these guys. I obviously work with a couple of the guys that – three of the guys that have put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the organization. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be dramatic. And it's going to be right here on WMAL.
All right, well, tell people what time it starts. What time does your coverage start?
4:25 is the broadcast. 3:25 with the pregame.
All right. There well, you get go. To hear Larry Michael's voice do a whole lot more talking as he tells you all about the game this
thanks,
weekend.
Guys.
Larry Michael, nice to see you.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.